good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and helping reclaim your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to stick to one question. So the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. We open up the phone lines right after the first break. We have the Survival Kit 2012. If you have not heard, I've been guided to do a series of three classes throughout the year 2012, and this is the first series of the three. And we have the last class tomorrow, but it's not too late to join because you get an MP3 of the previous classes, you get the notes and the worksheets that we worked with on those classes. Every single class comes with new attunements. These are energy exercises that I have not used before, or I don't give out. I do give out free ones. And you could always email union1111@yahoo.com if you don't get that, the free ones. But these are different ones. And so you can join. In the class tomorrow, we're going to talk about the fifth dimensional body. And it's the light body, the luminous body. There's many names for the fifth dimensional body. So I used the one that I heard a lot. And so we're going to really discuss what it is. And as I said many, many, many times, that we're all energy. Everything about us is energy. The earth is made of energy. Trees, rocks, everything is energy. So when we start seeing, recognizing ourselves as energy beings, it goes back to that there's an energetic solution for every kind of problem that we could have. And so your life changes when you see everything as energy and really start looking deep within yourself. So we're going to really discuss that, and we're going to, again, talk about what is the fifth dimension body and why it matters, how do we continuously evolve, and how to embrace those higher vibrational energies, and the air quotes passport to go beyond the veil is your energy field. And so many people have heard the veil that separates us from seeing our guides, our angels, feeling connected to God's source creator. And as part of our life experience here, we came down to really learn how to pierce through that veil, step beyond it, because that veil holds us in duality, holds us in chaos, holds us in feeling separated from God's source creator. When we start looking within, we realize that we all are part of that God's source creator. Every single master for ages have said, you could do this to him more. You're made in the image of God. And so it's really time, especially 2012, to start acting godlike, more godlike, instead of getting into what I call the human doingness. So we're going to discuss that and more and do an attunement that activates the what I call the blueprints. When I look at people's energy fields, I see their light energy bodies. It looks like a roadmap, literally blueprints. And we're going to open up with what I call the new heart energies, because I spoke about many different shows, and this show too, that I've been watching this, like the appearance of a second heart appearing. And this is what I've been told, and our heart that leads us to learning and being unconditionally loved, taking it beyond concepts. And so we're going to be discussing that and more. So all that is in the class of 2012, the Survival Guide to Tools for Empowerment or Transformation. And that those classes will be going on throughout the year. And we're coming up in March. We're going to do a series that really opens up your multidimensional sight, your intuition, to a new level, and work with these energies that are available for everybody right now. And everyone's feeling them, and how you're feeling them, and is totally up to how clean and strong your energy field is. Again, it's literally your passport to reach the and hold those higher frequency energies that are all around us. And the more we hold the higher frequency, it's just like a light bulb. The higher the wattage, the brighter we are. The brighter we expand the energy and radiate it deep within ourselves, the more it clears out our energetic fog that we could just pick up by everyday life. And never mind when we get back into our stories and just living sometimes here on this earth where there could be some chaos or duality or drama and all that stuff. So these are tools that will help absolutely change your life. And so we're going to really concentrate right on open up your intuition. There's all these different portals that we all have. I don't believe that intuition is a gift that only a few people have. I really see it as it's natural, and everyone has it. Everyone uses it. And so when you start looking at it in a different way, you really open up your site. And speaking of that, I had a conversation with a friend of mine, and I spoke about the, going to Ecuador and doing this sacred plant, ayahuasca, several times on the show. And a friend of mine leads groups. His name is Tom Lichman. He's part of, he runs the groups with Stuart Wilde. He's his ad man, and he helps him there. Stuart's not going to be at these groups, but Tom holds them. So if you're ever interested in trying this sacred plant, this is not a recreational thing. This is a sacred plant that you have reverence for. There's a shaman is holding the space here. The shaman that's going to be working with Tom in April is Darpan. He's a shaman from Australia. And so if you have any kind of questions or whatever, or any kind of curious, it's not legal in the States. It's not legal in Canada, but there is it is legal in Holland and in a lot of South America. So I really recommend it. It's worth the trip. My guides told me to go down to Ecuador. I had no plans on going down to Ecuador. I didn't even feel like I put it in my finances, but I put it out there, and I said, if I'm supposed to go, make it happen, and everything happened, and ever since that time, and this is, remember, I've been seeing energy and seeing guides and angels since I was 3 years old. I understood why I was guided to take this journey, just because it really just brought me to a new, deeper level of understanding the energy body and just the energy all around us, the world around us, and ourselves. And so it was almost going, I can compare it to going to PhD school and learning microsurgery. And so people have had amazing experiences. And what's the biggest thing is a lot of people like perception, like the sight. And the shamans teach that the ayahuasca really helps literally replace the DMT in your brain. And that starts depleting when as soon as we're born. And a lot of times people say that the only times we really experience like a real flood of the DMT is when we're born and when we die, or when people have the near-death experiences. So this sacred plant literally helps replace the DMT, and that is directly connected to the pineal gland and to sight. So again, if you have any questions, you're interested in that, I do know people that I would only recommend Tom, because he's the only one I've worked with to make a journey there. And again, it was life-altering to me. So either Holland or Ecuador. He does have trips coming up throughout the year in either Holland or Ecuador. So if you have any questions, you could email me and I'll give you his information. So we had the big old Super Bowl last night. I was just telling Benny that I didn't watch it. My friends were, I was up late the night before, but I heard my son down the hall getting all excited. And I am from New England, so the Patriots was a big deal. And so it was a lot of excitement. But what I really noticed just on an energetic level that this time now, when I heard the kids, they were obviously, I'm from Connecticut, they were rooting for the Patriots. I was just watching their energy as they went through the highs and lows of the game, and it was a really close game from what I understand. And it really just brought me into the spirit of how much it's like so important. It was a big deal for my son. He brought all his friends over and they bought all this food over, and it was because this great big sacred gathering for this big game that's everyone prepares for all year. And I thought, wow, that's wonderful, that's great, but wouldn't it be great if we gathered for other things? It's a real time for us to really clear our relationships and really gather around what I call the round table, to really get clear with yourself. Our sacred friends are our sacred friends, and the energy we keep helps either raise our energy field or it helps lower our energy field. And so when we're around, think of when you go to the ocean or you go into the forest or you go into nature or you're on an island. Literally, you feel so much better, and it's not because you're on vacation. It's because you're taking in that energy and nature, and nature is in divine balance, a lot of parts of nature. And in that nature, that balance, it's like taking a great big comb to your energy body and getting the snarls out. Well, people affect us the same thing. Everything is, again, is energy. And so think of this year throughout 2012, there's a real emphasis on all relationships. And that means personal relationships, but also our relationship to our children, our relationship to how we relate to the earth. Do we see the earth as a sacred place that we live and we learn to grow here? Or do we see it as separate, where we just go on our car and we don't even notice flowers starting to bloom or the birds that are around us? Nature speaks to us all the time. So it's a really good time for us to get back into balance, instead of having these big times where people start bending forward and they plan for this party and I'll do this when, and we have these sacred gatherings. And so it's just bringing back a sense of wholeness and community. And what I saw is like the village. It takes a village. village to raise a child. And there's a real call for us remembering to get back to basics, get really to what matters and what's really the simple, simplify our life is what it comes down to, because we can get into what I call the human doing process instead of the human being process. And it literally changes your energy fields. When you do the doing and you have to do your to-do list, a lot of times people get out of the bed, and I'd say 90% of the world starts leaning forward energetically, and that literally pushes away those things you're trying to desire or trying to create or adds extra stress, and then we get higher blood pressure and we get all these stress-related illnesses and dis-ease because the body is out of ease. And so this is a real invitation for us to get back into balance. During the winter, it's a great time in the North America to be able to realize that. I heard my little song. We're going to go to the break, and we go back. Come back with open phone lines. You listen to the Kara Connor Show. We'll be back in a few.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Kerry O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Kerry has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at KerryO'Connor.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Come to Seattle February 16th through the 20th for the 20th annual Women of Wisdom Conference. The theme is Radiate the Divine Feminine. Our world is ready. Our featured guests are Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Imsara, Yubaka Hill, and Naomi Tutu. Join Women of Wisdom for experiential life-changing workshops and evening presentations to inspire you. You can choose to attend the whole weekend or individual events. No charge for visiting. Daily activities such as the Goddess Market, Art Show, Tea House, and receive a reading or a healing at the temple. Are you ready to join a community of women who support each other in their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life? Women of Wisdom is the place to be this February 16th through the 20th. Go to womenofwisdom.org to discover all the diverse offerings Women of Wisdom has to offer you. See you there.
Welcome back to the Kara Connor Show, and I'm Kara Connor, and we're with you to the top of the hour with open phone lines. So you can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And we're going to those phone lines to the top of the hour. And Benny, speaking of that, why don't we do that?
All right, we'll do that right now. We're going to take MJ. MJ is out driving around on the east side in Issaquah. She is currently a stay-at-home mom, but she's looking for a little new direction. See if we can help her out. MJ, welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show.
Thank you.
Hi, MJ. How are you?
I'm fine.
Very good. How can I help you today?
Well, my daughter's been in school now. I've been a stay-at-home mom, and before this I was a director of marketing. And I've been home full-time, and I want to start getting into some type of part-time work, but I'm finding it very tricky, and I'm not quite sure what direction to follow.
How old did you say your daughter was? She started school now?
She's in fourth grade.
Okay. And going back the last 2 years, did you start, when I look at your feet, which is all about your foundation and moving head, what your feet are doing right now, there's, imagine with your left foot pointing to 45 degrees in the left direction, which means reviewing the past, taking information from the past, and the right foot, which is, you could read it as a future, what's happening now, is doing the 45-degree angle, so that means planning to step out in the future. So sometimes when our feet do that, it's like, and I'm watching, especially from now to March, MJ, it's a real, think of throughout February, it's a real information gathering. But your body, your energy body, keeps on bringing back the last 2 years. So have you been thinking about this last 2 years in particular and literally tried something? Because then when I go up further, it looks like your feet are in two different worlds, which means to me going into direction that's very different from your past job. And have you literally been doing some training? And that doesn't have to be long training. It could be a training and learning from books, because I see in your energy field you're stepping into, it looks like all this blue energy is coming in, blue purple, and that means opening up intuition, intuitive abilities, and also that blue is really connected to bringing in a softness, or what I call like a higher teaching, where a lot of times when people see green in people's energy field, it's like a sign of a teacher, helper, healer, but that blue is a different kind of teacher, helper, healer, where it doesn't mean you necessarily have to be in a school and a chalkboard. It's we could work at a company and be a teacher. So in the last 2 years, tell me about that.
Well, there have been two different avenues that I've pursued. One is energy medicine.
There we go.
Healing touch. And then the other was creating a bunch of new products kind of based on raising vibration.
Perfect. Okay, so that's exactly what I'm seeing your feet in the two different directions. Perfect. And again, especially that I'm getting into the twos with you. And then when I see you in a shower of twos, and especially this year, 2012, there's a real sense of, think of the last, actually it's way more than the last 2 years. I'm looking at the last 12 years in particular. You've been preparing yourself on an energetic level to be stepping out into the world, is what I call it, the world stage, in a different way. And that foundational energy is so important. MJ, it's like that preparation. Sometimes when we feel this, that higher energy comes in, it gets so exciting, and we want to bring it out because you have that natural teacher, helper, healer. You have a bridger energy in your energy field. When I see a bridge over somebody's head, that's my symbol of bridger. And now is the time for the bridgers. And so the people that have that bridging energy, connecting people, having them become aware of their own energy fields and beyond. So there's a real calling of that. So I'm seeing you in particular in March starting off. So have you been starting to do gather classes or doing even free talks or that kind of stuff yet?
No, not yet. I've still been kind of building my foundation and doing some personal work.
Okay, perfect. So think, especially when March through May of this year, think of this, especially through February, skip on seeing you gathering these nuts, and it looks like gold nuts, like almost like a squirrel. So that means taking in the information. But also, MJ, I'm getting a real message with you, and I did this myself, is that I kept on getting training, and I studied Reiki, I studied EMF balancing, I studied magnified healing, I did all these different things. And then finally, a friend of mine said, Carrie, you created a healing modality yourself that you saw since you were three, and you've been doing it, and when are you going to bring that out to the world and start doing your readings and stuff? And she really brought up to me that there was a part of my, I was almost sabotaging myself, or that's, it's just part of that creation process where that there's a big difference between germination and where things need to be planted and grown and when it's time to pick that stuff versus when we could be making a major change in our life. We know it's a major change on level and affecting every single aspect of our life, and that's when we could kind of do delay tactics. So then I go back to the 2 feet, and so being mindful, especially for the first 6 months of this year in particular, of saying, when is this necessary information? That would be a gold egg, you know, taking in our gold nut. And when is this where something I could be reviewing it, where it's kind of like taking up more time, where I could be spending other times of doing my marketing strategy or making connections and that kind of deal. And so, and understanding that every single time that you're out and about, that you're already being the energy marketer, and also the products. Do you already have places that you want to go put them in?
I have a type of company I know I need to partner with in order to make it happen.
Okay.
Because I need a manufacturer.
Okay. All right. Do you have sample stuff that you could even get out at even health food stores or different spas or that kind of thing?
I do, yeah.
Okay, all right, because I just saw this complimentary thing. And even hitting those different places where I just saw this really fancy spa that they have down in Connecticut, in Origin and Spa. And so you could have something around you that it looks like all these different venues, like a spa that really is looks really quite fancy, where people might not know energy, but they know good products, right? And then I also saw then a health food store, and then I saw like a yoga place, and it does look like smaller containers where it's almost complimentary. And what you're doing is it looks like you're creating this it looks like a web of placing these products in a all different avenues, which creates a bridge, and those bridges connect you into getting manufactured. People coming in like that. And so this is when you do the what I call the duality dance of, instead of waiting for the manufacturer to come in to get the product out there in other ways. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. But okay, I can, there's perfect. A certain number I can make by hand.
Perfect, perfect. So
and
that's exactly
get
what
those
I thought.
Out.
Perfect, perfect. And then put them again. I just keep on seeing that you really are doing it or using your past experience in direct. You said you were literally directing the marketing?
Yeah.
Okay, so using that past experience and then bring it into this, where would I want to put these products and what would be good markets and all the other stuff. Then when it comes into the energy healing that been practicing, I see that you go into teaching. It's more of like a lot more people in front of you instead of doing one-on-one healings, and that's where I've noticed a lot of people since like January 2012. It's I've had clients that I've been talking about getting to know themselves as an energetic being for, I've been public for 12 years now, and that they're like saying, yeah, Carrie, I'll do those exercises, I swear. And I'm like, it's not up to me. I'm not, you can do them or not. It's not about me. It's just that I know that it helps you, and I've just really noticed a huge amount of people calling me and saying, can I have those exercises again? Or I know that I have to start doing that, and so doing them because I'm recognizing I'm just getting the crawling for it, or can you please explain to me what the energy body is, or that kind of thing. So there's a real emergence of people coming out and starting to get physical instead of having it on their wish list or a thing-to-do list. And so I'm watching you coming into this perfect timing of when a lot of people are starting to come out and again, getting into a teaching thing where you could kind of immediately be asked to go and speak somewhere in, again, very different venues. Cause, and did you plan that on purpose where you saw, because a bridger person could go up to scientists and connect to them. They could go to health food store, people connect to them. They're very adaptable to whoever they're in front of, so, or the different groups, and you have that kind of energy, and especially that this energy is not going to stop in 2012. It's just going to keep on going and going and going for the rest of all of our lives, and so it's perfect timing for you. It's like a divine timing, karmic timing, and the cosmic timing thing that's going on, and it's giving you this great big thumbs up, headlight, and especially the first, think of January through June and July is about gathering and putting out, doing what I call that duality dance, and then from June to July through January, you could find yourself in positions where all of a sudden you're asked to do something that could be very public. I just saw the image of mine. I went to a friend of mine, and I was just, it was probably a year into me doing readings, and I was just doing some radio, and a friend of mine said, go to this stage with me, this playhouse, because she was a spirit photographer, and she was going to meet the person and do spirit photography. And I said, all right. So I was just going for a ride with her, and then she said, Carrie, read the energy. And so the guy was watching me, and we were on the stage, and she was taking pictures, and I was describing what I was seeing, and he came out, and they said, can you come and do this playhouse? And it was 500 people that are packed and come. And so I went from doing one reading at a time and doing some radio down to all of a sudden having an audience of 500. And when he first asked if I listened to my ego or whatever, I would have said no. And I said, all of a sudden I heard my heart saying yes. And so you could, I'm sharing that because I'm seeing you could be finding yourself very quickly in that kind of position where people, all of a sudden you're in a much broader audience, I should say, than you could have even imagined it. And that's part of the what I love seeing happening now is not limiting ourselves with infinite possibilities and potentials. I could have not dreamt that up like on a vision board that I'd be at this playhouse and this would happen. So when we leave ourselves open to infinite ways and of the potentials and possibilities that we can manifest and bring things into us and be very very open with it. Now's the year to make it happen. So that's what I'm seeing exactly happening for you in a very positive mm-hmm. way. What's your biggest concern, though? Because I just saw this square block.
My biggest concern is being overwhelmed by it. When I had all these ideas last year, it was a torrent of ideas, and it overwhelmed me, and it just wiped me out.
Right.
So it's balance.
Think of this month, February in particular, I'm seeing you almost following the one day at a time, one step at a time, but it's more of the duality dance kind of deal where it's like, okay, what do I need to take in? The overwhelming feeling is when you realize I don't really need to take this. This is part of review where the saboteurs tell me to do this, or, you know what I mean? Just really kind of question what you need to what you're doing, because that blue-purple energy that you're coming in is in a constant stream for you right now. And the shower of twos is another message for you. The way I read energy is that twos numerologically about manifesting the physical 3D world. So you're getting all these messages throughout your energy body that now is the time to take that step out. Imagine literally your feet going forward in that forward position where it's, they're pointing straight ahead, and just taking the step. And when you feel the overwhelming energy, just really to ground. Use your grounding techniques that you have right into ingrained in you. Taking a breath, dropping a grounding cord, whatever techniques that work for you. And then it will help the overwhelming feelings. Because I see half of the feelings, the overwhelming part, is that you're energetically wide open and that you could be feeling a lot of other people's energy. So work with the techniques and it'll absolutely help you. I'm hearing great luck. And I'm hearing that we have to go to a break, and we'll be back after a few short messages. Listen to the Kara Connor Show.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Kerry O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Kerry has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at KerryO'Connor.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location, or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
the Carrie O'Connor Show, and we have open phone lines to the top of the hour, so you can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And speaking of phone lines, Benny, why don't we go to those?
Yes, let's do that. Let's take Mitch now, calling him from Edmonds, Washington. Just recently got laid off. Sorry to hear. But he wants to know maybe there's a good outlook to this, which, Carrie, you always have great things to say, so let's see if there's anything you notice for the future. So, Mitch, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hi, how are you?
Good, so, how are you, Mitch?
Just recently got laid. Oh, I'm good. Recently got laid off about a week and a half ago under some strange circumstances, and they owe me some money, a little, not sure if it's illegal, but wanting to know maybe some prospects on a new job. I'm pretty good. Mm-hmm. And maybe some closure on the old one.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, Mitch, because even before you said the strange circumstances, I saw this funky kind of energy, and there was a real urging to make sure you get closure from that place. Do whatever you need to do to close it out. I mean, literally, energetically, physically, mentally, emotionally. So have you spoke to some lawyer or something along those lines?
No, but I've sent them an email, you know, stating that that's probably what I needed to do.
Okay.
And got
okay.
no response from them.
Okay. All right. Then I go to lawyer, advocate, anybody that's in your corner. And because I see that as soon as you do that, everything looks very wrapped up, pretty nice and tidy. And you literally said, because I see that it looks like you're handed another job immediately. So did you say that you had prospects that already? Because if you don't, I'm saying that's going to be coming into you really fast, like within the next 2 days, 2 weeks, even 2 hours. So did you literally say that you had another job offer right now?
I've talked about three or four and
okay.
two offers, not exactly what I was looking for. One in particular I'm kind of shooting for. And
okay,
said
perfect.
That they were interested, but they haven't got back to me.
Okay. Well, just as I said to the first caller there, that I'm MJ, I'm seeing that twos numerologically is one of my signs. When I see that around a person, means manifesting now in the physical 3D world. So we're sometimes doing that germination process. So the biggest thing, I'm watching you getting a job really easy, one that you love, and I'm actually seeing that the last 4 months, Mitch, that your energy body was disconnecting from the job. So there was a part that consciously or unconsciously that you wanted to step out of it, that it didn't feel right for you. You're very sensitive. Do you realize that as far as feeling when something funky is going on? Because when I look at the foundation of your past workplace, it looks all wavy and it doesn't look like it has a lot of stability. So with the new energy that's coming in, anything that's wavy, anything that's not stable, anything that's off balance, anything that's like kind of funky or strange is being brought up to the light, or I see it as a symbol, as a great big magnet that's being brought up to pulling things out of that can be hidden or dark or, you know, in the closet. And now it's getting out of the symbolic closet there, which is good, because then we have an opportunity to clear things off, to put a new foundation in. So we're all experiencing this, and so are businesses. But I do see that 4 months ago, you started backing away. 4 weeks ago, you started feeling it more. And I just keep on seeing the fours with that. So did you feel yourself kind of backing away from the job before you got laid off?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So, and do you recognize your own intuition? Because the job I see you stepping in. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I asked you a question. Let you speak. Do you feel your own? You're very intuitive, because I see your third eye opening up. It looks like a whole bunch of yellow energy coming into you. And is it a lot of creative energy? That's like the next job you're stepping into allows your own creative expression, allows you to just really, it looks like a sun is coming out of your forehead on your third eye. And that's a really good symbol. Then I see all the sun behind your head. And then you're standing behind this great big blaring sun. And so all that's a sign of symbol of standing in your empowerment, feeling really empowered, really being backed up, having a company that's much more green in the way where the people have a feeling of inclusiveness. Like I was speaking earlier in the front of the show, that we're really all of us on the earth right now are being asked to really stop the dog-eat-dog mentality, them-against-us kind of deal, in not only our personal lives, but even in business, in our work environment. And so there's a part that you're very sensitive to when things, again, are feeling very flowing, and you're very sensitive to when things are not. And to going to the part when you feel things very unsettled, that your body starts reacting very quickly, where some people might not even notice it for months after, or even years after. So the job you're stepping into, again, has I love that sun is a great sign. It's passion, it's excitement, it's creativity, it's empowerment. It's all. It's just like think of that. It almost looks like a halo around your head, and it looks like the one that you're trying to desire, or something that's very much like that. And again, a green way is very much is where the people, more companies and work environments are looking into how can we help our work people where they're having people work from home if they want to, or make their own hours, or just to, allowing the person to have a voice. And that's what I'm seeing that you're stepping into. So that's a very positive thing. And I also see opportunities for moving up very, very quickly, because it looks like you have these ropes, and it's like you're swinging from tree to tree, and that's a symbol of mine of having, flexibility to move and grow within the company, and that you're the swinging. You just grab the rope and the next rope and the next rope. So that means energy. You have enough energetic flexibility to not only go with the flow, but you don't have the thing where sometimes when people have an opportunity to have quick advancement, they do the pause thing or they do self-saboteur, mm-hmm. but you're not stepping into that process. So then I see you quickly looking back as far as April of this year and say, wow, this whole last even year and a half has been really amazing. A lot of things have happened, or actually even the last 4 years, this a lot of highs and lows, and just a real sense of I'm just watching all the energy kind of ironing out, or the sense of highs and lows, peaks and valleys, even highs as in creative period and feeling on the flow and feeling really great, down to what's going on, I feel restrictive. It's like it's a symbol of rebirthing, metamorphosis, and so all of that's a really good symbol for you and sign for you. And do you feel the intuition part of you set yourself open up, or creativity, or just feeling in the flow and just like it's like you're going out on a stage and your arms are wide open and you're just feeling, it's not about the people, it's just about feeling empowered and good about yourself, and that radiates out a symbol that makes us attract more of that good energy. So have you been feeling that?
I pay attention, so
in, yep.
intuitiveness, yep. pay attention, what it's
yep.
kind of the same for me.
Yeah, yeah. And have you noticed, I know I've been having conversations with a lot of my clients since the end of fall to January, a lot of them have said, my gosh, Carrie, my dreaming is becoming lucid. I never had that before, or I had it every once in a while. Now it's becoming regular. Or I'm really, it's like I have these intuitive knowings all the time now, and I'm just starting to follow them, where before I'd get it and I wouldn't pay attention to it. So the more you're stepping into it, again, it looks like this, that sun energy ends up being you, Mitch, is what the bottom line is. And so the more we are reaching a period when we start dropping and going within. So when you get laid off, it's like you're I see you energetically like putting your foot down and say, kind of like enough is enough. And then it has you to put your head down into your heart, and then your heart has this sun energy that's growing. So anything that wasn't aligned with your heart was kind of falling off. And so that's been going on for the last 4 years. The last 4 weeks and 4 months made everything accelerated. And so it's really putting you in the position of getting into that heart alignment, your heart, Mitch's heart's desires, you can say, and planning a pathway to manifest your heart's desires in every aspect of your life. And the job is just one of the, you could even call it, of a symptom where things were off balance and that you're coming into new balance with it. And going back to the present that I saw, that I see them tidying things up and closing things off very fast, especially when you get, I'm hearing the advocate or slash lawyer, that they want to not make a big fuss or not want to have a lot of going back and forth. So they hand you a present and it's all neat and tidy. So that means to me you feel like you get closure, you're not having to compromise anything around your heart, meaning that so that's a really good symbol, and that they don't want to drag things out. And what you're really doing is putting, what I see, the energy is putting a flashlight where things could have to be the strangeness is being brought up to the light for many people. So it's a positive thing. So you get your closure, you get the new job, and you really feel, again, that flow, that creativity, that energy, and that people notice it. And that's what I've noticed. A lot of other people are starting to notice when people are having, like, that yellow energy, because many people are also feeling that they're missing that passion, that excitement, and they're feeling this, like, energetic tiredness. And so they're automatically kind of drawn, even if they don't realize it, to people that are holding that light, that inner light that they're radiating literally throughout their skin and throughout their whole energy field. And so you could find yourself where in the grocery store where people are saying to you, where the groceries or where the produce, and what they're drawn to is your energy. So, and I'm just watching you, just understanding it, and understanding that there's much more going on than the simple conversation. There's an energetic exchange that we all have with every single encounter that we have. And so, and as you really go with the flow with it, there's more things happening with you. So this is a really good period for you. And the next 4 years are just a real expanded period. So it's looking back at this other job, it was a period for you to get information that I even see you help other people with in a not too short period with, where they could be not trusting their own gut that something's going on that's kind of funky in their own job, where you can give them tools or information for them to step up and to use their voice and to say, hey, I don't like the feeling of what's going on here, and that I have the right to, have my money and that kind of stuff. So some people just, that when it comes down to taking action, they could kind of back off, or they could get intimidated and that kind of deal. And it's not about looking for fights. It's just about stepping in that empowered posture. So you continue with that great energy, and we're going to a break. You listen to the Carrie O'Connor Show. Be back with the phone lines in a short few minutes.
Come to Seattle February 16th through the 20th for the 20th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. The theme is Radiate the Divine Feminine. Our world is ready. Our featured guests are Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Imsara, Yubaka Hill, and Naomi Tutu. Join Women of Wisdom for experiential life-changing workshops and evening presentations to inspire you. You can choose to attend the whole weekend or individual events. No charge for visiting. Daily activities such as the Goddess Market, Art Show, Tea House, and receive a reading or a healing at the temple. Are you ready to join a community of women who support each other in their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life? Women of Wisdom is the place to be this February 16th through the 20th. Go to womenofwisdom.org to discover all the diverse offerings Women of Wisdom has to offer you. See you there.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. Or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you looking for that special gift that will uplift, inspire, and give a heart a voice to express itself? Let our 365 messages of gratitude box diffused in English and French connect you daily with the essence of gratitude. Open daily a message of gratitude and gracefully move through your day. Offer this gift of gratitude to a hostess, a teacher, a mentor, an elder, anyone who inspires you to feel gratitude. visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show. And we have open phone lines to the top of the hour. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Sure, I'd love to. Let's take Anne. She's calling in from Seattle. She has a health question for you, Carrie. So welcome to the show, Anne.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well.
How can I help you today?
So I have irregular cervical cells that I found out about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I tried to heal them naturally for about 5 months, and then they got worse. So I did what's called a LEAP procedure, and they've been fine for about a year, a little longer than a year, and then they were, in my last pap smear, a little irregular again. And I'm wondering what I can do in order to be healthy. So.
Okay. The natural things, the creating alkalinity in your body is the biggest thing, and I'm also seeing hydration and vitamin D3. But the biggest also thing is to take this on an energetic level and bring yourself, imagine yourself shrinking down and going into your cervix and that you're looking around in it. And I've had people that had infertility issues where they spent thousands and thousands of dollars of trying to get pregnant, and then I invited them to go down into their uterus and see what it looks like, and that a lot of times they see it as black, cold, and so if it doesn't look like a home of where you could bring a baby in. You could do this anywhere. Bring it down, your energy, down to your cervix, and when I look on the right side in particular, it has all these marks that look like they're scars, and they look like almost like creative miscarriages that you weren't being able to deliver, and the body's storing this memory. As soon as you go down there, you can let it go and imagine your cervix opening up and letting out all the stored pain, and it will absolutely help the cells from not going irregular. And so bringing energy down into it, also doing pelvic tilts and going into seeing your tailbone has opened up, because when I look into it, it's all closed, so it holds a lot of fight or flight energy, which goes right up back to your adrenals, which then makes everything cold, and cold brings on dis-ease. So adding alkalinity, making sure you drink a lot of water, an alkaline diet, and again, doing energy awareness and bring yourself down into there, bringing a light into there. Listen, talk to your cervix and say, how can I help you? And so many people think, oh, that sounds kind of weird. Try it and just do it with an open mind, and our body is constantly speaking to us. We just got to tune in and listen. And even if you see colors or images, it's just not about holding on to that, too. It's about like a great big magnet, bringing it up and just letting spinning it and rotating out of it, because you're literally getting out of that vibration of irregular cells. Okay? And I have energy techniques. If you email me, I'll send them to you that will help you too. Okay, Ian?
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Ann, for calling in, and hope you can get a little bit better. We definitely want to hear that and keep us informed for sure. Let's now head off to West Palm Beach, Florida. We have Kimberly calling in now, Carrie, and she has a question, or she'd like to talk about some money with us.
Alrighty.
Kimberly, welcome to the show.
Hi, hello.
Hi, Kimberly, how are you?
I'm good, actually.
Very good.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
And I just wanted to ask, my question was, the year has just been so phenomenal, even though it's so young still. And I started all these work opportunities. I'm entrepreneurial. I'm doing everything that I'm doing. I absolutely love. Mm-hmm. And I just feel really good about my finances. A lot of the things, it seems like the cash money is like not materializing, I guess, mm-hmm. maybe as quick as I think that I need it, because I need to move as well. So just kind mm-hmm. of wondering what you see as far as, you know, the actual income flowing into my hands.
Okay.
You know, from this work I'm doing.
Okay. All right. This is where, Kim, you do what I call that duality dance earlier, that you keep on moving. When I look at the time, March through May, it looks like a dam is being opening up. And it, then I thought it was going to be like a floodgate of energy, or that would be money. And it comes in when the gate is open. It starts literally a pathway where you bring in the money because think of money as energy, and that you're opening up that dam, and that's bringing and creating a pathway for the money to come in the physical world. So March through May seems very significant. Then I go to April through August. There seems to be like another foundation where it goes, where I'm hearing the word germination, and it's like that period where you have money coming in March through May, but August through it seems to be where it's like you're laying down a foundation to have steady money coming in. So it's the dam being broken is the biggest thing, and that's the most important thing that within your energy field, because it's all on the right side. That's where I read the future stuff, and it goes back to very much part of your energy field, where it's part of a timing thing where I said earlier there's a cosmic timing, a divine timing, and literal universal timing, and that's what you're getting yourself all aligned in. And so the duality dance is when we stay wide open to the infinite possibilities, when we're feeling that sense, when we need the physical cash is what it comes down to. So not tapping into it, to leave ourselves energetically wide open and not getting into the fear. But I see you have a good foundation in that, so just remember to laugh, stay light with it, and when it gets down to physical timing, the March, the dam's open, and it starts going in, coming out. And it's not trickling like just a few things, but I just saw this gold rug get rolled out, and then it's creating again a foundation for stuff to come steady in. And whenever, if you feel yourself getting into the worry or fear a bit, which we all can do, we have the human experience here too, it's just like realizing that, okay, I'm going to remember to breathe. I'm not going to tap into this. And I always have this picture of myself with my arms wide open, where it's almost like I don't have arms, and I feel myself rotating and spinning. And that's like my symbol to trigger my worry body, let's say, to relax and to let go, and that there's really nothing to worry about, because I absolutely trust in divine order and cosmic order, and just that everything is perfect just the way it is. And then it leaves me open to infinite possibilities and potentials, and not contract my energy, where I see a lot of people with worry, instead of their arms or their heart wide open, they start creating what looks to me like a tube where they close down their energy. So it's you're going to continue with the great year. It's a perfect example of what I've seen with people that are working with the energy that's around available for each and every single one of us. And so, and learning to, as we work with it, it really does have a strong energy of being able to manifest things in the physical world, where there's things that could have been in the germination process for sometimes for years for people. So you're setting yourself up there for a really good flow that's going to continue. So that's really a wonderful thing, Kimberly. So keep up the good work. And again, you just March is going to be here before you know it. It's right around the corner.
Oh, sure.
And and I just I'm seeing you shaking out, greeting, and it almost looked like you were on a presidential campaign where people travel and they put their hands out and they shake a lot of people's hands. I just got a quick image of you doing that. And so think of during this time right now, it's about connecting, making connections, and the whole politician thing is really not about politics at all. It's more about it's not even really self-promoting, because I see you smiling, like really heartfelt connections. And when you put your hand in another person's hand, it's like you look in the eyes. And as you do that, whenever there's any kind of, again, thoughts about the money, I'm just watching you, they just kind of melt away. So that's a really positive symbol to see. So good work. And I also see it's long overdue. So that's a wonderful symbol here for you. So keep up the good work, my friend, all right?
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you for calling.
All right, Carrie, we have about 2 minutes left in the show. Anything you'd like to add or wrap up for today?
Yeah, I would. I am going to do, I'm a frequent guest on Nicole Whitney's show, News for the Soul. And she, if you're not familiar with it, I really recommend for you to check it out. Nicole, News for the Soul, is an internet she has on blog. And I'm going to be on today at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we do questions there. So we talk a bit, and then we get right to questions. And so you can join me in today. And I am on next week. Usually it's on Mondays at 4 o'clock. and again, a frequent guest, I believe, on the next couple of weeks. So check that out. And I also do World Puja, the first and third Wednesday of the month. And so you could listen to those broadcasts every first and third Wednesday, and that is on worldpuja.org. And if you have any questions that you listen to broadcast that you're not able to listen to, on World Puja, I am taking people's questions in for my third show of in a couple weeks in February. So email me a question if you're any kind of question at all, and I will be answering your questions on the World Puja show, and I will let you know how to tap into that. The show is archived, so again, if you the timing is off because I have clients all around the world, and they could listen to the answers on the archived things. So that's what I have coming up this afternoon, and I did want to talk about the World Puja show, which is regular, and I also, every third Thursday of the month, I do a blog talk radio show with my friend David Turco, and that is at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So to get all that kind of information as far as seeing when the radio shows are, because most of my shows are all about free readings, and so check out the newsletter, and you'll listen to the Carrie O'Connor Show. Until next week, may you align with the divine.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there. Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to up-level their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.